All right, folks, so new sponsors over at Fast Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States. And they have more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States. Get lemon, avocado, olive, fig trees. You can have all of these at your home on top of the wide variety of house plants that they have available. And Fast Growing Trees makes it really easy to order online. And your plants are shipped directly to your door in just 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they also offer free plant consultation. If you are not like me, I have a green thumb, but if you're not like me, then you can always ask them questions about whatever it is that you need. Any trees, any plants, they make it really easy. And so you don't have to like drive around and look at different nurseries. You can take advantage of their consultation and then you can get your stuff in just 1 to 2 days. So right now they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And plus, when you use code Dana at checkout, you're going to save an additional 15%. So go to fastgrowingtrees.com and be sure to use code Dana at checkout for an additional 15% off. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code D-A-N-A. Offer is valid for limited time, so tell them we sent you.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man gave his grandfather a glowing eulogy weeks before he was arrested for his murder. Joshua Naro was charged with second-degree murder in his grandfather James Corey's death weeks after he gave this great eulogy at his funeral, and he was put behind bars because he shot and killed him. They said that the 23-year-old talked about his 71-year-old grandfather to a room of mourners, but then the Charlotte County Sheriff's Department, they had considered him a suspect. They got the evidence, and they arrested him on second-degree murder charges. He was sent to jail without bail, according to the department. They found evidence at the scene to tie him to committing the murder, and a lot of forensics evidence, apparently. He was shot and killed at 5:15 in the morning, and his wife called police. They didn't have witnesses. They didn't have security cameras or anything like that, but they ended up getting – they got phone data from Naro's phone and showed that he had walked from his grandparents' home to his own, like at the exact same time, all of it. But it was a 7-week investigation, and they finally got it. Can you imagine? My gosh, that's just crazy. This was actually kind of funny. This woman, they said, woman driver, there's a joke here. They said a Florida woman fled a traffic stop, and the police said it was like the start of the Daytona 500. Stafford County Sheriff's Office pulled over a Toyota RAV4 after it made an illegal U-turn. The 34-year-old driver, Joanna Contreras of Lauderhill, Florida, after they realized she didn't have a driver's license, the cop went to his vehicle to write his summonses, and she decided, pedal to the floor, acted like it was a Daytona 500, and he initiated pursuit. They did catch her. She was charged with obstruction and eluding arrest, illegal U-turn, driving without a license, and she's got a bond hearing forthcoming. Man alive, you're not going to be able to outrun the Popo. It's not going to happen. As we get moving, our partners over at Hillsdale College. Hillsdale, unlike so many other universities and colleges out there, Hillsdale is an actual academic institution. It's a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan. And they understand that we got a crisis in American education. There is an illiteracy as it concerns American heritage. Hillsdale College is trying to change that. They've been doing all kinds of stuff, all kinds of outreach that goes way beyond their campus in southern Michigan. They've been producing these 60-second radio spots. It's like a modern-era Schoolhouse Rock. They're called Constitution Minutes, just very short, clear lessons on the principles of liberty. You can check them out. They're very beneficial. And also, while you're at Dana 4, F-O-R, Hillsdale.com, reserve a free copy of your pocket constitution courtesy of Hillsdale. And Hillsdale has been about the pursuit of truth and defense of liberty since their founding in 1844. If you want the kind of education that's required to preserve civil, natural, and religious liberties, and stay true to that mission, this is where you need to consider. To hear a Constitution Minute, visit Dana4Hillsdale.com. And while there, reserve a free copy of your pocket Constitution courtesy of Hillsdale College. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Did y'all see this video? Let me pull this up. It's this video of a dude. This is at KIPP Academy. It's in Massachusetts. And this is a basketball game. And this dude at KIPP Academy was playing basketball with on a girl's team as a girl. The crazy thing is that the team had a forfeit because another girl got very badly injured by a dude who identifies as a chick. It's the KIPP Academy girls team. They got a dude. He's legit got facial hair on his face. This is some of the video. Somebody took video of the screen of the video. The KIPP officials refused to confirm the player's gender identification. That's what Massachusetts, their local media had said. So it's the KIPP Academy, the Collegiate Charter School of Lowell in Massachusetts, forfeited its February 8th game against KIPP at halftime. And the coach decided to end his game as his roster was getting depleted 4 days before playoffs at the school. And it shows this dude, he's got a ponytail and facial hair. And he's bigger than all the other chicks. He goes after a ball that's in the hands of an opposing player, rips it out of her hands and takes her to the ground. He's 6 foot plus, facial hair. And he literally wrestled it out of her hands and threw her to the ground. She had trouble getting up. She actually was legitimately injured. And this is good heavens. So the healthy players were afraid of getting injured and not being able to compete in the playoffs. So they were really worried about this. And the school wouldn't actually come out and say that they believe it's the dude who treats the female team like a JV roster, whether or not that was the reason that the other team had forfeited. The other team didn't want its players getting hurt. I mean, I'm shocked by this. You see that video, how he wrestled that out of her hands came? I mean, he just knocked her to the ground.
I mean, anybody seeing this, anybody advocating for this is being intellectually disingenuous in their arguments. They're trying to somehow negate the actual safety of these women to usher in some sort of, you know, woke ideology that you're bigoted if you're pointing out factual data in this realm. It's sad, and it's a shame that our media is so garbage that they're continuing to perpetuate
this. I keep watching this over and over again. I mean, this dude, when he grabbed the ball from her and she wouldn't let go, I mean, that was malicious. He was being a bee. He has facial hair. And they can't get KIPP to confirm his gender identity. Well, let's see. He's well over 6 foot. He's got facial hair and a penis. I don't know. It's anyone's best guess. I'm just like shocked. Like, I keep watching this. I mean, that's abusive. That wasn't just tense play. That wasn't just grappling over the ball. That was him being a jerk. And him being, I'm a dude and I'm going to use my strength to throw you to the ground. That's exactly what that was. So now you have women, and they didn't want to play. They don't want to play against this team because apparently he's very physical. He's very physical. And I read another article where it said that wasn't the first time something like that's happened. There are women who are getting injured from trans players. I think the last one that was on video, because there was a report that came out. There was one that was on video. It was a volleyball player. She sued because she got spiked in the head by a male player. And it gave her a concussion. Knocked her right out on the court. Knocked her right out. She said that she was injured by this trans athlete. It all happened on video. I feel bad for these female athletes. Peyton McNabb, she got spiked in the face by a dude who was treating the women's volleyball team as a JV league. And she still has impaired vision. She wasn't able to compete and play her final season. It's affected her. She got hit so hard in the head. There was a field hockey injury. A male athlete on a girls' high school field hockey team, again in Massachusetts. This was just last year. It was a game between Swampscott and Dighton. How do you say? Is it Rehoboth? Yeah, in Delaware. A player lifted a ball in the air while taking a shot on the goal. The ball hit the player on the opposing team right in the face. The girl screamed out. I mean, it like broke her face. This is just crazy. There are so many stories of this. There was a report that came out, a 28-page report that showed how women and girls are suffering dislocations. They are suffering broken bones because they're having to compete against much bigger, much heavier, much, much more muscular male athletes cosplaying as women. It was a group called Fair Play for Women. They released a 28-page, well-evidenced report. During a judo tournament, a six-foot-plus man who is super heavy, broke a woman's finger and dislocated the shoulder of another during a judo tournament. In a rugby team, female rugby players were forced to share an open shower with a male teammate who still has all his bits and is attracted to women but just identifies as a woman. One athlete at a school received numerous death threats and had to quit all sports because she raised concerns about competing against men much bigger and stronger than her. Who are cosplaying as women. A 13-year-old girl was removed from her soccer team as goalkeeper, and that position was given to a boy identifying as a girl. A rowing team, one university rower, was forced to share changing rooms with a man who identified as a woman, and another teammate was asked to share overnight accommodation with him. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Cyclists, runners, soccer players, rugby, rowing, volleyball, basketball. It goes on and on and on. This is a legitimate, serious thing. So how many more? I mean, there are all of these teams, all of these athletes coming forward. Boxers, good heavens. Because now isn't that what the Olympics are looking at? They're ending women's sports. And this isn't about being accepted. This is another reason that I disagree with Nikki Haley on, because remember back when she was on video saying this stuff, where she had said that, the government shouldn't get involved with the bathroom thing. That's when they were looking at having this bathroom ordinance. And she said that, it should be between, between the parents and their family and their doctor, et cetera, talking about, unnecessary medical surgeries for trans. And she says, you don't want to invite big government to get involved in this. Big government's already involved in this. I wrote a whole piece about this over at Substack, chapter and verse. This is what I'm talking about. You have women who are having their health altered permanently, women who are losing opportunities, women who are being removed from sports teams, women who are being physically injured. We're talking broken bones, not hurt feelings here. So this goes beyond big government. They've already made their say in it. This is just shocking. But that video is something else. I don't know. I got to tell y'all, I don't know how, because I'm a loud parent with sports. So when one of my kids ran cross country, I ran cross country and track and went to state and all that stuff when I was in school. And one of my kids ran cross country. This is the type of parent I am. I would go to the hardest parts of the map and I'd hide in the bushes or the weeds or something. Whenever I'd see my kid coming around getting slow, that's when I'd pop up. Because, those are the parts, and I know because I used to run this stuff, those are the parts that you relax on a little bit. And then when people are there and they're watching, then you speed up and you get your normal stride back. Oh my gosh, I went everywhere. I got a wagon with big wheels and I'd cart around the other kid. Oh man, it was something. We're loud parents. I don't know how anybody could be watching their kids playing. If that was my daughter that had gotten ripped to the ground like that, I would have beat his ass. Oh my gosh, it would have been on camera. I would have flown down to that court like a spider monkey, and I would have beaten him within an inch of his life. That boy may be 6 feet something plus, but I am meaner. My meanness offsets that. I'd have beat him to death on the court. There's no way that would have happened, because what he did was malicious. That is ignorant. Now that girl, she had to literally go to the hospital. It wasn't for show. It wasn't for theater. It wasn't to try to play at victimhood. I mean, did you see how hard her head hit the floor? Good night. Our partners, our friends over at Kel-Tec Sub 2K. I think I just need to go grab some range time. Go to the outdoor range. Take my Sub 2K. This is a foldable. I almost said foldable. I don't even know what that means. Foldable 9mm carbine. And this is just so innovative. And all the stuff that Kel-Tec does is incredibly innovative. A lot of people try to copy, but the original is the best. So the Sub 2K, this is, they have their new Gen 3 version out there, meaning you no longer have to detach your optics to fold it in half. The whole thing, optics and all, twist and fold. You get that rotating fore-end, patent pending, in either direction, folds it right in half quickly and easily deploys it as well. And they have a number of other fine-tuning innovations on this. You have your upgraded aluminum trigger, light and 5 pound pull. You also have upgraded action, a new chamber indicator, all kinds of stuff. It's made in America by a family owned company that supports your natural rights, Kel-Tec. And to learn more about that Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Guys, I got bingo. I got bingo already. Here it is. El Chapo's granddaughter, 18, joins the hunt for the Loch Ness Monster while in Scotland.
You had that?
I just threw a bunch of stuff on a card and I was like, this is never going to happen. And now I got bingo. What do I win? Nothing. You win nothing. You will own nothing. You'll eat bugs and you win nothing. That's what happens. But for real, her dad is one of his kids, obviously. And she's been in Scotland and she went to a Johnny Walker whiskey tasting. And now she's apparently on a boat trip looking for Loch Ness. Okay. You should probably dump some of them Fast and Furious guns in there, too. I'm just saying. I don't know who said that. That wasn't me. Also, such a weird. Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana, has declared a state of emergency because of a police officer shortage. A severe one. He says it's severe. They have a major shortage of police across the state. He said that it's affecting everything from new employees they can hire, payroll increases, everything. Good job, Lev. Good job. Severe shortages and emergency. Apparently, if people live in this valley and they follow 5 distinct diet and lifestyle habits, apparently they live for a really long time. And it means you got to go. I'm going to try to say this. It is the Avgark Village. So it's like, is this in Hindu Kush? Located far north of Pakistan? I don't think so. But anyway, they said life expectancy there, for some reason, is like 100 years. And they eat apricot seeds and oil. Tons of oil. Tons of apricot seeds. That's like apparently part of their, like every meal they have. And every traditional Hunzai dish includes apricot oil. And locals use hand-run machines. Used to, it was all made by hand. Now they use hand-run machines. And I watched a video about this after I saw this headline, because you put this in here. And I was like, what? That's a real... Now I'm like interested in harvesting kernels from apricots. They said that all of the dried versions of the fruit help with altitude sickness. They have apricot soup. They cook all the food with the oil, even the meat. Even the meat is with apricot oil. That actually sounds very interesting. They also never stop moving, and they drink glacier water. It's called Hunza water. And it's filtered through layers of ice and rock, and apparently it contains, and it's like milky looking. That's what they drink that. And they don't eat processed food. So I need to get some glacier water and apricot seeds. This is what I'm hearing. An Alaska man was cited because he harassed a moose. Well, yeah, don't be a jackwagon. This guy harassed a young moose. He chased it in his four-wheeler. This dude's a jerk. So he got cited for doing it. Scared the poor thing half to death. Leave it alone. By the way, moose are huge, and its parents are probably around there somewhere. Let's see. An Omaha Zoo found 70 coins inside of this alligator's stomach. You know, they're not wishing wells. Apparently they will eat them, but they actually had to do routine health checks. They put that gator into surgery and they found 70 coins in this 36-year-old alligator's stomach. So they successfully retrieved them.
If white people hated cultural appropriation, then they shouldn't have created music. Because every form of music in America was stolen from black people. Rock and roll, jazz, blues, country, pop music. So if you have a problem with cultural appropriation, y'all created classical music. Y'all could have stuck with that.
Yes, you know, because when I think of Slayer, my first thought is, wow, why was that appropriated?
You know what? Honestly, though, there are some metal.
No, I know. And Living Color, hi. That's a whole, or that, Living Color.
I mean,
that's
that
a
was
whole.
Very orchestral. Orchestral. Is
orchestral.
That a word?
Mm-hmm. Right,
orchestral. So, yeah, there's appropriation everywhere if you dig deep enough.
Well, it's not appropriation. It's appreciation. So right. This broad, who the hell is this chick? I don't even know. I saw the soundbite and I was like, what? If I can spare myself from talking about 2024 a little bit with this stupidity, then I will. First off, welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here, top of the second hour. And it's good to be with you. You can listen coast to coast, stream the radio show in your neck of the woods. You can also, watch the video component of it. Channel 347, DirecTV, YouTube, Facebook, all that good stuff. This chick is with, I know she's like apparently, well, I don't know. I read that she's with The Daily Show. I don't watch The Daily Show because it's not funny. And I just find it to be brain dead and boring and yawn. I'm just, ugh. Everybody has an axe to grind. But she's apparently somebody with that. I don't know. And I don't care. Don't fill me in on everything else because I won't read it and I'll press delete. TL, too long, didn't read. Anyway, so she was saying that first off, that's stupid, number one. Number two, if we really want to do this, do we really want to do this? Do we really want to go this far? And because appropriation is appreciation and everybody takes from everybody. I mean, I don't even know why. Why did this conversation with them even come up? Don't answer. It's probably something stupid, right? The left has been trying to work themselves into the belief that people are upset that Beyonce is coming out with a country music album. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's not a new thing. Hi, I love these people that think that history began the day that they exited their mama's womb. But I'm going to tell you something. Y'all need to be Googling yourselves some Charlie Pride, okay? Y'all need to be Googling yourselves a lot of people, if I'm being honest. Good night. I don't get it. It's just mind blowing. So anyway, they were sitting here saying that all this is from it. It's appreciation, not appropriation. And if we're going to go by that line, then I guess don't use the internet if you're not, the internet and supercomputers and that if you're not gay and British. Don't do it. Just saying. Don't drink pasteurized milk unless you're French. Do we really want to do this? This is so stupid. Stop it. Shut up. Gosh.
It's all an unwinning argument intentionally. That's all it is.
It's not even an argument. It's just some dumb broad sharing a stupid opinion.
That's what I mean. They create the argument that's unwinning. It's not an argument. You're right. But it's only meant to divide. It's only going to get more stupid from here. There is no reason to continue to engage in this at all.
Why does it keep coming up?
Because it's meant to divide. That's their only goal. Division.
Who sits there and thinks of that stuff? Is she mad about Elvis? You realize that there was like a thing kicking off at the time where a lot of people were marrying blues and country and jazz and all this stuff together, right?
How many? I mean,
I'm so tired of this. I hate everything.
We both have been in the world of, you know, just our lives surrounded by musicians. That's just the way it's been. Black and white. There was never been some sort of, you know, line of demarcation marked because of race. That never, ever, ever came up.
If she says, what's her name, broad on Daily Show?
I
don't care. That's what she's called now. If she really believes that all music was stolen from her culture, please, I beg you, take back Green Day.
Yes.
Indulge me for a moment.
You can have Green Day.
One of the worst bands, first off, and everybody who's listened to the show for a little bit of time knows every now and then I go off on this. One of the worst bands I've ever heard. It is literally the attempt to polish a turd and put it out sonically defined, manifest into meat space. It actually is. Their first album, didn't you think they were British? Because they faked a British accent. They tried to act like they were British punk the whole time. And that wasn't totally horrific, but it was just, you know, it had you know, catchy chord progression in the chorus. But it was basic. It was basic, like punk, like not don't think too hard stuff. It wasn't anything mind-blowing. It wasn't anything enlightening. And since then, pop punk is not punk. They are literally the establishment. And I'm so tired of hearing some 60-year-old dude out there bitching and moaning about the establishment that he's part of while he's horribly playing power chords in a dimly lit subway station. Stop it. Nobody cares. Oh my gosh, it makes me want to cringe. It makes me cringe. It makes my, you're killing punk. Stop it.
If anybody wants to make fake arguments about appropriation, Green Day appropriated punk.
Yeah, they did.
There's a strong argument for that.
They appropriated the British accent with their first album that they released in, what, 95, 96? Yeah, they totally did. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could sit here and do this all dang day. Let's talk about some other people that are horrible. Anyway, my whole point is that appreciation is not appropriation. No one's stealing something and not... I mean, this is, first off, you have to understand artistry, and I guess you don't. This chick does... This broad does not understand artistry. This female does not understand artistry. There's... It's that is how art works. It's particularly music. Everybody inspires everybody else, and they go, I'm just so, gosh, I'm so tired of the forever victimization. Stop it. I'm just done. Ugh.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.